You're listening to KHSU's monthly news report, Point of Focus, which examines local news, politics, and views from across California's northern coast and the southern coast of Oregon. I'm your host, Natalia Estrada, and today's topic is Last Chance Grade. For those of you unfamiliar with Last Chance Grade, this area of Highway 101 is just south of Crescent City. The area surrounding this particular part of the highway is notorious for landslide activity since its inception in the late 1800s. Not only has it prompted concern from Downort County residents, but it has also caught the attention of state and national agencies. We begin locally with Charlotte Swolos, the secretary of Downort County's Central Committee. She says the fact that there are so many landslides and that we're heading into the rainy season could be dangerous for anyone driving through Last Chance Grade.
Last Chance Grade is a known unstable area. It could happen any day. The reason that they're even at the investigation stage that they're at is that they recognize that it is a threat and that the Band-Aid fixes are costing millions of dollars per year just to keep it at the level that it is now.
Swolos is referring to fixes the California Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration, along with several stakeholders, have been overseeing. The area itself has seen hundreds of landslides, including an active one that started last winter in November 2016.
Because if that mountain falls down and people and children are on it when that happens, there could be incredible loss of life.
But safety, according to Caltrans District 1, is a main priority when it comes to monitoring Last Chance Grade.
Caltrans is committed to finding a long-term solution to the movement of Last Chance Grade, and Caltrans is doing everything that we possibly can to find that funding.
That's Jamie Mattioli, a projects manager at Caltrans.
It's important for folks to know that this is a very difficult project to find funding for, to fully fund, because of the scale of the project and because of the type of work. There's no good program that currently has the funds and is set up to do this sort of work on this sort of scale.
In total, he estimated a project like Last Chance Grade would cost upwards about $300 million to complete. And that doesn't include the cost of labor or the chances of more landslide activity and weather interference.
So we have the funds in place and the programs in place and the measures in place to keep the road safe, to do any necessary repairs, to monitor the road for the long term. And we often get asked, well, what happens if there is some sort of failure, some sort of landslide that causes a closure of the road mm-hmm. at Last Chance Grade? And
has that happened before?
That's a really good question. The answer is no. We haven't had a closure of the road for more than 24 hours in the history of the highway at that location. But if there was some sort of closure, the first thing we would do is we would get an emergency contract out, and almost immediately we'd have crews digging into the hillside, creating a retreat, and we would likely be able to restore traffic within days, if not within weeks.
As of right now, there are 7 alternative projects that Caltrans is considering as a permanent fix. One of those projects maintains the existing alignment of the road, and the 6 others require constructing additional routes. Before one project is chosen over the other, Caltrans must start the environmental reviews of Last Chance Grade, which will also cost millions of dollars.
We're committed to getting the project fully funded, but now we're working on getting just the environmental phase partially funded so we can begin that really crucial step in moving the project forward and getting momentum on the project. So we are going to be making a proposal to the California Transportation Commission to begin our environmental studies.
Last Chance Grade stakeholders include political, tribal, regional, and environmental organizations.
Congressman Huffman helped us form what we're calling Huffman's Stakeholder Group. And there we've got tribal governments, non-governmental organizations, including EPIC, Save the Redwoods, resource agencies, local governments, a cross-section of the business community. It really is a good cross-sectional group representing government and private. And everybody in that group came together. They came to the table and they said, we acknowledge that this is a difficult project, that there's difficult environmental issues, but everyone sat down at the table and agreed We need to find a long-term solution mm-hmm. to getting around this landslide area. Everybody agrees to that.
Last March, Congressman Jared Huffman visited the site and stated that a major failure at Last Chance Grade not only poses a serious safety risk, but also threatens the regional economy. He continued to say that stakeholders will look closely at what type of project is appropriate to fix the ongoing problem while addressing tribal and environmental issues that will likely accompany any project. During that same time, a Caltrans study found a massive failure at Last Chance Grade could cost the region $130 million annually and disrupt emergency transportation, commerce, and travel. Additionally, the area that Caltrans is hoping to realign the road to is part of a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and that means they'd also need permission from the United Nations to consider several of the options. Approval of the funds needed just for the environmental reviews is set to become available this summer in 2018. For more information on Last Chance Grade, you can visit lastchancegrade.com, which details the process and scheduling of several projects, alternatives for future study, and road maintenance activities by Caltrans District 1. And that's Point of Focus on KHSU, which examines local news, politics, and views from across California's northern coast and the southern coast of Oregon. I've been your host, Natalia Estrada, and our producer is Katie Whiteside. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.